Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to be with you today as we begin another day of broadcasting. Looks like the sun's going to be out today. That's a great thing, at least for a while, until the rain comes back. And boy, do we need it. Ain't it great? Lots of things to talk about today. How about this? Did you see there was a riot last night? Yeah, Channel 12 just showed it. But, you know, I don't see anything in the Oregonian. I don't see anything in the Willamette Week. I don't see anything in the Statesman Journal about the riot that was declared last night from the rioters that were demanding social justice, racial justice, because it was the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd. It's never enough, is it? You got a conviction of the cop who did a really dumb, bad thing, who will have it overturned because you want to talk about, I mean, jurors are admitting there was no way this guy was going to get a fair trial. There was no way they were going to look at any evidence other than come to a conclusion that he was, in fact, guilty. Okay. What happens then? More riots in downtown Portland? More destruction like there was last night? Now, you know where I found this? I found it on the Gateway Pundit. No kidding. After a few suspicious weeks of dormancy, the rioting terrorists of Portland have struck back on the one-year mark of George Floyd's death. Well, it's not been entirely quiet. We've had a few unlawful protests, and then they declared the riot last night. We've had some of those unlawful protests since that time. But anyway, the Antifa and BLM militants, they write, marched through the streets, throwing objects at police, lighting tires, smashing windows, and terrorizing the public. You know, the usual stuff in Portland. They vowed to bring the Portland Police Central Precinct building to the ground. Portland police tweeted saying, some individuals in the crowd, while the crowd is yelling, burn the building down, some individuals in the crowd have lit a dumpster on fire. Videos and pictures of it were all taken, and we showed it. Or they showed it on Channel 12. Is this going to continue? What does this do to the mentality of people in Oregon? Because this is what everybody thinks Oregon is. There's a piece written that goes along with this. It's called The Left's Insane Call to Defund the Police Led to the Murder and the Mayhem. It's written by Karina Benton. It is in the Federalist today. We'll get into that a little bit. We'll also talk about Oregon's big climate bill of 2021. Yep. From OPB, written by our old leftist buddy, Dirk Vanderhart, who occasionally, like a blind squirrel, can get it right. A fairly well-written bill. It is a bill that is going to seek to decarbonize the state's power grid by 2040. What is that, 19 years away? Now, what would that mean? Well, it means it's not enough that the two biggest power companies in the state of Oregon, PGE and PP&L, already have plans to do this. It's not enough. It's not enough with the left. That's my theme today. It's not enough. It's not enough for the left to have a conviction of George Floyd. It's not enough for the left, for these power companies to already have plans in place to decarbonize. In other words, not allowing any power in the grid that is from fossil fuels because they're so evil. What does this mean to you? It means that government's going to come in now because Fred and the boys stuck around to get selling us out, to get bought off. They stuck around, and this thing is gonna pass. Yep. What does it mean to you? It means your electrical rates are gonna go higher and higher and higher. Oh, yeah, they say, well, we've got provisions in there to keep it from ratcheting up to really hurt the consumers. Yeah, right. You see, there are regulations. It says here, if these utility companies to pay for this ambitious goal of decarbonizing your electrical grid, if that costs you more than 6% a year increase, well, then they can do a little pause to make sure that you know the regulations don't hurt you too bad. Bottom line, you're still gonna get hurt. So, okay, how does this stuff get passed? Well, it gets passed because Fred and the boys chose to stick around and get bought off. Well, look at that. There finally is an article on Portland police declaring the riot. What is it? 10 minutes after 6. It's a Channel 21 KTVZ Bend. Oh, my. A Bend radio or a TV station has to come up with an article that Portland ought to be covering. 503-589-1220. We'll get to Kathy in a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What do you say today about the rioting and George Floyd and Republicans sticking around, letting our utility rates get just skyrocketed? What do you say at all that?
Well, really, all I had to say was something about George Floyd.
Okay.
I think they're, like, trying to elevate him to sainthood. But he was a disturbed person from his early teens. Did you know he was on Judge Judy?
No, I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah, his dad had to take him to court because he was being sued by a woman that he carjacked. And I watched this whole thing, it's real. And he told Judge Judy when she asked him why, he said, I was walking home and I was cold. So I needed a car to get home. So he carjacked this woman, pulled her out of the car, and took her car because he was cold, and then wrecked her car. It was really terribly sad to listen to that he was so messed up. His dad ended up having to pay for the damages because he was underage. But, yeah, I don't think he's a role model that people ought to be putting up on a pedestal for youngsters to see.
Well, certainly. I mean, that's a fascinating story. I was unaware of that. But you're right. I mean, he's not a role model for anybody. But it still didn't deserve to be treated the way he was.
Oh, no,
he had meth in his system, and he had everything else. Who knows what he really died of, but it was still wrong in this police officer to do what he did. But you're right. But this guy was a criminal, a common criminal. with absolutely no. Kathy, I mean, this by what you just said, he, in his mind, because he was cold, because he probably wasn't smart enough to take enough warm clothing with him, so he was cold. So he thought it was okay to carjack a woman, put her in the cold, commit a crime, and then go wreck the car. He thought that was okay because he was cold.
Yeah.
This is what we're producing in the mentality of our inner cities. How do we fix this, Kathy?
Well, I think it's men in the home, fathers in the home. Although this kid had a father, I don't know if he was in the home or just what, but we're just not teaching them right from wrong.
That's exactly right. When you have, and thank you, Kathy, I'm going to let you go. When you have politicians at all levels, just like with DA Mike Catch and Release Schmidt in Multnomah County, or Ted Wheeler, or any other mayor or other members of the House and the Senate who justify this as okay and don't prosecute it, don't treat people who break things like the rioters did last night in downtown Portland. They don't treat them as criminals and they don't prosecute them. That's the message that's sent. That's how you end up with George Floyd and others thinking it's, heck, that's how you end up with the rioters last night, thinking that it's fully justifiable for them to damage property, to assault police officers and hurt and injure cops last night by throwing frozen bottles, hitting them with eggs, putting spikes out on the streets for them to step on, breaking windows in City Hall. It's all justifiable in their mind. Why? Because nobody's stopping them. Nobody. You think it's going to get better? Tell me about human nature. Everything I've just shared with you, everything, is something you can use in conversations with people to persuade the persuadable, to get them to start thinking about who they're voting for. Why are you voting for your so-called leaders at any level that allow this to happen? You don't allow it to happen in your family, because what happens in your family when your children break the rules? You discipline them in some form. Why? Because you have to. Because you know that if you let them just continue to break the rules, they become lawless, and it ain't good for anybody. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do we do to solve this problem of weak leadership, of wrong leadership? Ultimately, it boils down to elections. Unless you have elections like with Fred and the boys, who can, you know, they're rhinos. They allow themselves to get bought off so that this other bill will skyrocket your electrical rates. Thank you, Fred and the boys. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from Eric talking about downtown Portland and rioting. Now it's just going to continue because nobody's going to make it stop. Eric writes this: I heard from a commercial contractor that there are no building permits requested in downtown Portland for 2022. Now, that's pretty significant, folks. Now, just think about that. Here we are. This is almost halfway through the year, 2021. You know, it takes a long time to plan for these things, right? Not, if this is accurate, not a single building permit requested in downtown Portland for 2022. Why would anybody do that? Dwight, thanks for the great email about the Arizona audit, folks. What is it? Well, it's a story that was sent to me by a friend of mine in Arizona. Arizona Republicans introduced a bill that strips the powers from the Democratic Secretary of State. She's a George Soros person. Now, my friend, State Representative Mark Fincham, who is in Arizona, he's from the Tucson area. He's the guy who led the Rudy Giuliani hearing down there, is running for Secretary of State. I'm not sure this goes anywhere. Dale writes an email, sooner or later, it's just a matter of time till rioters decide to block I-5 in Portland and shut down arterial juggler of commerce in Oregon. You are right, folks. I fully expect that to happen. And I mean big time. It's just a matter of time. And nobody's going to do anything about it. You wait. They won't. But, you know, you can do something to keep your car running really well. And with great confidence, you can take it to Wilsonville Auto Repair. Mr. Transmission Mile X. Wilsonville Wilsonville Mr. T MileX.com is their website. Bob and Cammie Bauer are the owners of Wilsonville Auto Repair. They take care of customers. And, you know, that means a lot, especially if you're like me. If you like, you know, I've told the story. I worry about my mother, who's over in Prineville, who's taking care of her car, that she doesn't get ripped off. You don't have to worry about that at all with Wilsonville Auto. I'm serious. They take care of their customers. And you can read about it at their website because they have a lot of testimonials. Very satisfied, happy customers. And they do a lot more than just transmission repair. So think about it. If you need to have your car looked at, Wilsonville Auto Repair. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. That's the website. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Let's see here. Interesting. Apparently, Texas. I just got a text from a friend, Anne Marie, about Texas folds under pressure. They decided to release a map of where all the gun owners are. It's tongue-in-cheek, folks. You see, they release... The New York Times was calling for this, right? They were calling for a dot on a map that shows where every gun owner is in New York. Well, this is tongue-in-cheek because they're doing this in Texas. And so the image of this is, imagine this. Imagine an outline of the state of Texas, you know? And imagine that there are dots all over the state where there are gun owners. It doesn't make you very happy, does it? But the tongue-in-cheek part of this is, imagine a map of the state of Texas. And imagine that there are so many dots in the state of Texas, noting where gun owners are, that the entire state is red. Well, that's the tongue-in-cheek part of it. Thank you, Anne-Marie. A little humor is not a bad thing in the world of politics. 503-589-1220. the Power Buick GMC talk line. So rioters vow to burn Portland down to the, well, the Portland police precinct, down to the ground last night. Okay. Finally, somebody has it on a news story that you can find. Because I, let me check again here just to make sure that maybe the Oregonian finally gets. Nope. Haven't seen it yet. No, they haven't bothered to write a story about it yet. Because, you know, it's not really news. News Willamette Week. By the way, you know what they did? Right? The Oregonian had to put an AP story in. This is why you can't trust the mainstream media. Here's the headline to the story in the Oregonian today. Actually, it was posted yesterday. It says, mad about high gas and lumber prices? Turns out Joe Biden isn't to blame after all. That's the AP headline that the Oregonian is running. And in the first paragraph, they just ditch all journalistic standards. Here's what they say. First paragraph. Heading into the Memorial Day travel weekend, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and other members of his party are falsely blaming President Joe Biden for higher gasoline and lumber costs. Then they go on to say, well, gas prices have risen in recent weeks because of a key pipeline that was forced to close after the cyber attack. And lumber shortages, which existed during President Donald Trump's administration, were worsened by unexpected housing boom. Apparently, the AP writers are unable to look at world crude oil prices, which have been rising steadily since Joe Biden came out and said, hey, we're going to limit all of our crude production. You want to talk about who's falsely claiming what? The AP is lying. Once again, it's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to be distracted here by other things going on out there. We are at a pivotal point in Oregon's history. What if I told you I had a novel way with which we could literally stop the Portland riots? What would you say? What would you say to that? What would you say? I mean, do you think there really is a way to do it? I think there is. Now the question, would anybody actually do it? So here's my thoughts on this, and I'll share them with you, and then we'll get to the phones. But before I do that, I got to remind you, Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, another one of our great advertisers, really does do incredibly good work. Just look at the pictures on his website. Some of the just fantastic work that they've done. RighteousRenovations.com. You want a contractor that will not disrupt your life at home doing a kitchen or a bathroom remodel? That's your group. RighteousRenovations.com. Check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. RighteousRenovations.com. So here's my novel approach. Yeah, we need Portland leadership to figure out that they either fix this problem and get tough with the lefties that they're allowing to destroy the reputation of the city and, frankly, to destroy the reputation of Oregon. Or they decide to ultimately let it burn itself down because they don't have the courage. Now, electing new leadership in Portland would be good. That gets tough. I think we're about to see that happen in New York City. And if it can happen in New York City, it can probably happen in Portland, don't you think? It's so bad in New York City. I mean, it's a lot like what's happening in Portland. Cops are leaving the force. People don't feel safe in their homes. But what if we had a governor? Seriously, what if we had a governor who actually did do the right thing to enforce the law and keep the people of Portland safe? What if we had a governor who said, you know what, Portland police, Ted Wheeler, city council, you're not going to keep your stop the rioting, which is spreading to other cities and other suburbs, and it will. It already has. If you're not going to do it, we're going to do it. We'll send in the state police because we have the authority. Remember, a governor, according to the Oregon Supreme Court, under an emergency, a governor can do anything they want, right? Yeah. But let's say that we don't get a governor who has the courage to go do that. I mean, if we had a Republican governor who really understood the power of this issue, they could win in this state. In fact, we polled it. We know they can win. But let's just say that we don't. What about this novel approach? What if every time there's a riot that happens, the churches come together, have it already pre-planned, have church members come together and go into the middle of the rioters and just pray for them? A little spiritual warfare. Now, that might be interesting, a novel approach, because it ain't happening today. Now, it has happened some. And I can tell you stories about it, but I'm just saying, folks, it's a novel approach. Nobody's tried it. What happened literally if churches, they don't go in with American flags, they go in with the flags of Christ and signs about Jesus loves you. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Do you think that's what we need ultimately because our politicians in this state lack courage? Would that work? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I revert to my old self at times. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like this one from Rich. Says it's not enough. It's not enough is the buzz phrase of the left until you are under their complete control. And then you get their version of equality. Yeah, it's called communism, tyranny. Linda writes, the Portland riot and attempting to burn down the police station was the leading story in America's Voice this morning. Yeah, but apparently not the leading story in the Oregonian. Does that surprise anybody? Go to the phones. We will go to our man, Art. How are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. So the election reform bill passed. So that's going to be interesting because now they'll really be able to cheat.
Yeah, they will.
And it's not a joke. I mean, it's sadder than hell, Jeff. There's no doubt about that, but... I wanted to make a couple comments. Number one, this climate change bill is going to do one thing. It's going to make all of our cost of living go up, and the people who are going to suffer the most are our senior citizens. Remember, Jeff, when the seniors were having to pick whether they eat or they get their medicine. Some of them were even eating dog food and stuff. So that's where we're headed, thanks to our lovely Democrats and the rhinos. And we got to elect a new governor. There's no doubt about that, because she's going to sign all these dang bills that are going to make Oregon unlivable for sure. As far as the riots go, and, you know, going and praying for them, it would be nice if prayer would do these people some good, but all they'll do is what they're doing to the Jewish people right now. They'll beat the hell out of them in the street, and don't think that they wouldn't do the same thing to Christians in the same instances. So we, well, you can pray, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And obviously we can't make these Antifa Black Lives Matter people think enough to know that there really isn't a systemic racism problem in this country, because otherwise we wouldn't have so many rich black people. And we've got a lot of them, Jeff. Just look at LeBron James. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Michael Jordan, I mean, the list is growing and long, and thankfully it is. It's a good thing.
Well, so, Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, you know, hey, he's got money because he worked hard and he went to school and learned and became a brain surgeon. So if there's systemic racism in this country, how in the heck did that happen, Jeff?
Well, that's the logic of it, right? I mean, that's truly how you can push back with people who have bought the lie that there is systemic racism. So again, you just point out the obvious. How is it possible then you could have a black president? How is it possible we could have all these black billionaires if there's systemic racism? They would never have allowed that to happen. And that's the logic of it. It makes perfect sense. You get it. But you know what's sad, Art, to me, is that you just can't get Republicans willing to point that out. Republican candidates, because they're afraid of being accused of being racist.
Well, this is true, Jeff, but what I don't understand is how an individual can be a Democrat and know what's going to happen, like I just said, to our senior citizens, to our small businesses, et cetera, and still drink the Kool-Aid and vote Democrat. It just ceases to amaze me.
It me also, but you're a business guy. You have to operate with some common sense and sanity. And a lot of these people, unfortunately,
well, I'm not going to be able to operate much longer, Jeff.
Frustration.
Yep.
Say that again.
I said, I'm not going to be able to run much longer. I'm not going to be able to afford it. People are going to have to make choices. And they're not going to buy snacks and pop and stuff out of my vending machines, because they're going to have to put food on the table for their families. They got to make choices.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's right.
God bless you, Jeff.
They have to make choices. Thank you, brother. All right.
Have a great day.
503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What do you think? Do you think it's possible that we can stop the riots in Portland by doing something? I mean, because Kate Brown certainly allowed it all, but Rich writes me another email. Floyd is being used as a useful pawn to justify violence to destroy our society. A good communist move for a takeover of a country. Oh, I think he's right. Back in a moment. It's 6:48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes to the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to the phones. Julie writes an email about crime in Portland and elsewhere. Just note, you may or may not want to use the following if you want to understand Antifa and their organization. Read Unmasked by Andy Ngo. That's the gay conservative journalist, Asian, who was repeatedly attacked by Antifa as he was covering their riots. Wrote a book about it. Pretty powerful. And she's right. Rich writes an email about what to do to stop the violence. There are many things that can be done. Treat these groups as domestic terrorists. Use the RICO statute to get to who is really behind this. Bingo! He writes, and the instant change is to actually enforce the laws and shut them down. This also means take out of office those who are allowing this to take place as co-participants, endangering life and property. That's right. You use the RICO statutes. That, of course, would mean the federal government doing that, because RICO is federal law. But also just guys like catch and release, Multnomah County DA Mike Schmidt, actually enforcing the laws and shutting it down. Yeah. Again, what a novel approach. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Before I go to Lisa, just quickly, CBD works for me, friends, and I buy it from the only place I trust, because I know who they are and I know what CBD they use. That's Pro Bioscience, based here in Salem. They make the best CBD products that get you the best results. Personally, I know, because I sold them my CBD oil when I was growing hemp. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, and they're right here, and you know you're getting what they say you're getting. And you'll feel the benefits of it. It's all natural. You're not putting drugs in your body. So if you want to feel better, want to get rid of some of the pain, want to sleep better like I do with the tincture, then go to pro-bioscience.com. That's their website, pro-bioscience.com. And look at all their everything online. Use the discount code, the word, and you get 15% off. Plus, they have a loyalty rewards program. You can save even more money. Pro-bioscience.com. By the way, you can check out their products on the store shelves at the Liquivana vape shops, one in Molalla, one in Silverton, and here in Salem at the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. The thing I wanted to say, sounds like somebody else was talking.
Nope.
Oh, it's just my phone. Never mind. I grew up in Eastern Oregon with the Hansels, and I can tell you they were very well developed and still are. And the fact is, I have a sister her husband's a third-generation farmer, so he thinks he's going to protect that district. Everything he's doing is going to hurt them more and more. Because it's not cheap to farm. You know, they produce so many products over there that help the state of Oregon. So when they're crying and dying over there, he's going to be just smiling. It's almost as if he were trying to take a monopoly over the whole area. You know, I went to school with one of the daughters, and this is their mindset. It's really strange, but I had a brand new shirt, and she complimented me on it. And then she said, "Where did you get it?" And I said, "Kmart." She goes, "I never buy off the rack." And I looked at her and said, "Pity." I mean, that's how far, it's like they want to have the monopoly on the whole area, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the same is true with the Bentz family over in Ontario. I mean, the big, well-known family, one of them was a sheriff, and Cliff Bentz, who's now in Congress, took Greg Walden's place, is a lawyer. They are people with a great deal of influence, like the Hansels are. You know, Bill Hansel, long-time county commissioner over there. And you're right. You know, what's happening is his decisions, along with Lynn Findley's decisions over in Ontario, are ultimately damaging the very people that they say they serve and they swore an oath to serve. And that's what's sad about this, Lisa, is that they have allowed themselves to be deceived into believing that this is the right thing to do. And ultimately, it ain't if it hurts you in the long run. Lisa, great point. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC number to call, talk line, if you want to get in a call before the end of the show. Freedom Heating and Air is going to keep you cool and cut the dust down in your home. We got some warm days coming next week, something like, you know, like 85, 88. If your air conditioning system, central air system is not keeping up, call Freedom Heating and Air. They can take care of it for you. Plus, if you want to, you know, if you really want to make your house cleaner, less dust, and certainly get rid of all the bacteria that might be floating around in it, they've got these great air filtration systems, UV light systems. It just kills all that stuff. So check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Great company right here in Salem, freedomheatingandair.net. My idea about prayer in the midst of the crazy Antifa people, yes, they can be turned on. But I got to tell you something. You know, Christina Malimon is this Russian immigrant who's her and her mother were arrested for praying in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. They have a hearing coming up on June 10th. She told me that when the Antifa people were there opposing the Blue Lives Matter support protest, her and her mother were there. They purposefully went over and stood in the middle of the Antifa people and were praying in the spirit, in the middle of them. And they not only left them alone, they gave them a wide berth because they thought they were crazy because they're, you know, praying in an unknown tongue. That's pretty powerful. What if churches did that? What if churches went out there and offered to pray for the Antifa people that are engaging in rioting? I'm going to talk about direct confrontation between two very different philosophies, two very different spiritual forces. I'd love to see it happen because it actually works. There's a black brother that I know, when the Black Lives Matter protests first started, the Antifa protests, he's from Salem. He went to Portland and he was hugging and praying over, as a black guy, the Antifa protesters. And they were, well, they were changed, some of them. And he ended up putting together a whole group with T-shirts that says, hugs, get a free hug. And specifically going multiple times to the Black Lives Matter protests in Salem, doing the same thing, and in Portland. What if churches got more involved? Yeah, we need a strong governor. We need a Republican governor who will get elected to this state using this issue and the insanity of allowing this to happen. But we also need churches to get involved, don't you think? We better do something different, because if we don't, it's going to spread and get worse, not better. Keep praying, keep fighting, keep believing, friends. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Be blessed. See you then.